It would be, in theory, the perfect world would have terminals in the two public libraries in Phillips and in Park Falls, and maybe in the schools, that type of thing, and create that type of outreach. But that's in theory at this point in time. We're just trying to get set up.
It's nice to have the basis of it started, though. So if someone's looking to research some kind of family history in the area or stuff, they can always set up an appointment through the Koenig facility there to kind of see what they can find, right?
That's correct. Normally, the person who's normally doing that is John, and you can make an arrangement or an appointment with him to come in, give him your question in advance, and he can have a little bit of advanced research done for
you. All right. So we're talking about the buildings right there in Fifield, right on Highway 13. You've seen them, the old schoolhouse and such, and so many treasures. It's one of those things, again, a lot of people, they live here for many, many years, and they don't go to something that's really cool right in their backyard. But you guys continue to update, continue to get donations, and continues to be get some decent foot traffic in there in the summer that people like to go in there, right?
That's correct. We've got people come in with specific questions. People maybe from Phillips who've been there for generations, and they've got a question they'll come in on the weekends and, look for a photograph. There's also the tourists who come through town as well. I mean, it's an attraction. It kind of goes in a little bit hand in hand with, the people who are up here to four wheel or do any other type of outdoor activity during the summer. They may also welcome into the museum.
Sure. And like we said, there's updates going on it, keeping everything structurally sound and such. And we have some fundraisers once in a while to help with that. And we have one coming up here, right?
That's right. Well, we've got this Saturday, August 9th, from 11 to 3 o'clock at the Old Town Hall, our Strawberry Shortcake fundraiser. And what it is there's a listed price for this a shortcake, but being a fundraiser, we don't want to limit anybody to that number. But that's a fundraiser specifically with the proceeds to go to building and grounds maintenance.
Okay, all right. And what time is that run from again, Saturday?
It's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right,
on Saturday.
You just
and rain or shine, I know for okay, of course the weatherman is predicting rain, but that means there may be some chance there'll be some rain on Saturday. We can open up the museum, that sort of thing, and conduct it inside the museum if necessary. Besides, if people come down, if it's been a while since you've seen the museum, it's a perfectly good opportunity to get a tour of the exhibits and see the building.
Yeah, it's because the main building is so cool because it hasn't been like torn apart and totally. It's like, well, let's rip this up and let's make this presentable. It's kind of been, it's almost like in an original form. It's
well,
really
it's,
cool.
It's an exhibit in and of itself.
Yeah, exactly.
If you look at the upstairs, big room up there, you think about how in 1894, how that building would have been the centerpiece of community activities.
Yeah.
There was a movie theater, put on plays, put on dances, all sorts, not just city hall, just not city council meeting there. It was a centerpiece for all types of city activities. It's interesting how that building would be such a centerpiece of the community.
Yeah, and there's so many great artifacts inside of there. So if you want to take time, Saturday be a good day to plan to have a little strawberry shortcake and go through the buildings there in Fifield. So what a great way to preserve our history. It's just so awesome. We were talking a couple weeks ago with Maxine and the folks at the Butternut Historical Society, and just having places like yours and theirs that just preserve these artifacts that honestly, if you're not there, a lot of these end up in dumpsters. So the people throw them away. They maybe take them, which is cool to be able to preserve this.
Well, that's why part of our outreach type of thing is that there are a lot of times that mom and dad have been living in town and they pass on and the children have been out of town for some reason. Where do they go with some of the artifacts? And in fact, a lot of them end up in museums.
Yeah.
And it is kind of preserve it or lose it. If you lose it isn't coming back. And so it's important to have facilities you know, historical societies throughout the state.
Yeah, and just the photos alone inside of the schoolhouse there of Fifield and what it was.
Yes.
Back in the day. People don't realize. I tell people, I said, you realize that Fifield was bigger than Park Falls. It was the happening place to be in the county back then. They're like, no. So just go to the Historical Society, look at the pictures. You'll see what's going on there. That's one of the coolest parts, I think.
Right. The evolution, and like I say, it was, and how many communities in the North Highway 29 were affected by a flood or a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened. The Fifield is largely burned to the ground. And when it rebuilt, the building happened in Park Falls than it did in Fifield.
Yeah.
And that's how the world seems to have changed.
Get closer to the big river, yeah.
Yeah, the bigger river. That's
yeah.
Right.
So if something does happen, we got all this water. Yeah. There obviously is water going through Fifield. But yeah, it kind of became that way. But the history is so fun to go through. So I encourage you. Now, the facility is open. You're typically open through Labor Day. Is that right?
That's correct. We're okay. Open Memorial Day to Labor Day, Saturday and Sunday. And it's normally 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. All right.
And there are people, there's at least somebody on duty at the time.
Okay. And this Saturday, 11 to 3, you can buy some strawberry shortcake to support the facility there, too. All right. Well, thank you Great. So much, Jim. Anything else we missed that you want to pass along?
Well, no. Like I say, we're always looking for volunteers. We've always had tasks to work on. We also are looking for contributions of any shape or form. And like I say, if there is somebody cleaning out an old house or something and they're wondering where some things can go, give us a call and we can see if there's maybe those old can be repurposed as in the museum.
Sure. And I think you have a Facebook page, Price County Historical Society. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. A good place to communicate and start is at that site, or just stop by 11 to 3 Saturday, Sunday. Very good. Jim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Great information there. I love that place right there in Fifield, the Price County Historical Society buildings.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Aspirus. Their mission, they heal, promote health, and strengthen communities. Their vision, they create healthy, thriving communities, trusted and engaged above all others.
Hungry enough to eat a menu? Good news! The Park Falls Family Restaurant has one too big to fit in the radio. Swing by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner anytime. Craving Mexican? Grab a chimichanga, burrito, quesadilla, fajita, or taco. Pick your meat, grab some chips and salsa, and don't miss those new jalapeno cheese curds! Located on Highway 13 in Park Falls. They're open at 7 a.m. daily. Veterans, they salute you with 10% off anything on the menu.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Celebrate at the Northwoods Summer Thank You Bash, the first annual customer appreciation event at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, Saturday, August 9th from 3 to 6 p.m. off Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice. Reunited will perform live on the Tangled Butterfly stage while the Prentice Fire Department serves burgers and cold beverages. The owner, Dave, will offer $1 off single scoops of ice cream all day. Visitors will be able to explore colorful blooms and shop for plants, flowers, and hanging baskets. Lawn chairs will be encouraged and carpooling recommended as parking will be limited.
Ooh! Ouch! No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming.
Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy ordering a halt to all funding that's used for research on any vaccines that utilize mRNA technology. Those shots, many doctors say, save millions of lives during the pandemic. Texas Republicans doing whatever they can to force out-of-state Democrats to vote on new congressional maps. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Well aware of his party's narrow majority in Congress and the midterms approaching, President Trump is now arguing Republicans are entitled to more seats in Texas simply because he won the state.
I won Texas. I got the highest vote in the history of Texas, as you probably know. And we are entitled to five more seats.
But the congressional map is not linked to presidential races. Instead, it's usually tied to the once-a-decade census.
And this is a mid-decade census. Senator Marsha Blackburn announcing today she's running for governor of Tennessee. Smoke from Canadian wildfires still making air quality poor in the U.S. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Deer hunters in Wisconsin will notice some changes to the state's deer management units this fall. The deer management units are divided into four zones: the Northern Forest Zone, Central Farmland Zone, Central Forest Zone, and Southern Farmland Zone. Every few years, the DNR reviews Wisconsin's deer management units, and for the 2025 season, changes were made to the Northern Forest Zone, Central Forest Zone, and the counties bordering them. Minor changes were also made to the metropolitan subunits across the state. Hunters need to know their management zone or unit number when purchasing a bonus antlerless authorization or registering their deer harvests. The DNR encourages hunters to check out the 2025 deer management unit map before purchasing a deer hunting license. You can learn more about these changes on their website at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Saturday, August 16th, Presley Pays It Forward Children's Cancer Benefit. This is a motorcycle ride with an 8 a.m. meet at Main Street Cafe in Iron River. Sign up is at 7 a.m. with kickstands up at 9 a.m. You can call 906-284-7275 for pre-sign-up requests. All vehicles are welcome if you don't own a motorcycle. And all proceeds will be going towards families in need and to donate toys to the children of the MACC clinic. There's going to be food, prizes, and music. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 16th, over at Main Street Cafe in Iron River, with sign up at 7 a.m. and kickstands up at 9 a.m. Wisconsin has its first cases of measles this year. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services and Oconto County Public Health have confirmed 9 cases of measles in the county. One person returned from out-of-state travel and was found to be the common source for the 8 additional cases. This was confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. DHS and Oconto County Public Health are working to identify and notify people who may have also been exposed to the measles virus. The risk to the community does remain low at this time. However, measles is a highly contagious disease that can be spread from person to person through the air. While these cases are in Oconto County, north of Green Bay, this is the first confirmed instance of measles virus cases in the state this year. Unvaccinated individuals have a 90% chance of catching the virus if they come in contact with a contagious person.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for Game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
What's meniscus?
That was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
As Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northern Wisconsin weather. Good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, some areas of smoke. We'll see mostly cloudy skies otherwise and a high near 79. South winds up to 20 miles per hour at times today. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low of 62. Thursday's high near 81. Currently 63 degrees.
And it's 9:16 on Reality Radio. We're going to chat yet this hour. Some good local information. We archive everything at 98qcountry.com. A little Northwoods Greenhouse chat a little bit later on. Big G has made his way into the studio. How are we doing, Big G?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Fabulous. You want to put a set of headphones on? Because if you don't, you're not going to be hearing nothing. We got Tom Manch with us, who is with the 4th Annual Motorcycle Ride, the Presley Pay It Forward Children's Cancer Benefit, on the line with us. Tom, good morning to you.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Tell us how this got going, first of all, 4 years ago, kind of a little history behind it before we tell people what's happening with this a week from Saturday.
So basically the history behind it is that our family actually struggled with the leukemia. My daughter, when she was 2 years old, right when COVID shut everything down, was found to have 98% bone marrow cancer. And I ended up not being allowed in the hospital. They actually told me in the parking lot of the hospital because of COVID shut everything down. So my wife and my daughter were the only ones allowed in the emergency room down at Children's. And I had to do everything via phone because they separated the families, and it was a very, very troubling time. Yeah. I'm sure everybody remembers COVID and all the chaos with that.
Yes.
So not only did we have to do all the COVID stuff, then we had to swim through the childhood cancer and all the treatments that go behind it and everything else. And from being from Iron River, Michigan, or living in Iron River, Michigan, the closest appropriate facility at the time was Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. So I would travel down back and forth, plus go to work and, you know, drop stuff off for my wife. And they would sanitize it and do whatever and then bring it up to her at the hospital and with all the COVID restrictions and all that kind of stuff. And our local town got together, and local area, you know, anywhere from northern Wisconsin to northern Michigan, there is some benefits for her, for my daughter. And people don't realize that you only have so much PTO, you only have so much FMLA, you only have so many things that are there set up to protect families when bad things happen. But once that's exhausted, the cancer battle's still going. It doesn't stop. So the beautiful community of the Northwoods and other local families and other people have reached out and helped us, which helped us pay our bills, helped us keep our house, helped us with gas, with food, with anything we could do to keep fighting for our daughter.
Yeah.
So now that our daughter is in remission, she's got one more blood test to go. It's our way of paying it forward to other families right now that are going through the same battles that we went through. So what we do is, Presley's still in remission. She still has to go down and maintain her doctors and do all that kind of stuff. She's got blood work coming up to make sure she's still cancer free. So it's not like a 2 year deal. I mean, these kids go through this for however long the treatment can be. It could almost be 10 years, sometimes 16 years. There's just so many years involved in it, you know, once they're in remission, that they still have to be, you know, monitored. So what we do is we find families that are in the northern area in Wisconsin and Michigan, and we find two families, or we'll find, you know, other people that need help, and all the proceeds of this, we make absolutely nothing on it, goes to the families that are actively battling cancer. And also, the toys that are generated, I personally drop them down at the MAC clinic when we go down for Presley's appointments. I'll drop a trailer load or a truck load or whatever we raise that year off, and we can talk about the toy closet and tell you more about it. But yeah, it's pretty much our family's way of saying thank you to the community for helping us, because sure. I feel that's the beauty of the Northwoods and the small towns, sure. that we all are all family.
Yeah, what a wonderful cause, what a wonderful gesture. Now, we've selected a couple families. We're two families this year for the ride, is that correct?
Yeah, we have Miles and Bennett. And if you'd like, I can just read a short little blurb on who they are and what they're fighting right now.
Sure,
certainly. In front of me.
Certainly.
So Miles is a bright, funny, strong 9-year-old who is currently in treatment. I'm sorry, man. I tear up when I read this stuff because it just affected our family.
Yeah, understandable. Heart. Understandable. It's close to the heart, definitely. So
yeah. So Miles is a bright, funny, strong 9-year-old who is currently in treatment for B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Following his diagnosis in February 2025, Miles' journey has been filled with countless hospital visits, chemotherapy, blood transfusions, and some unexpected setbacks. Also, incredible resilience. Currently, Miles is receiving... I'm going to butcher this word with the medical terminology. Linotunomeb. It's a specialized immunotherapy that delivers treatment 24/7 through a backpack, which he wears everywhere he goes. It's a constant reminder of his battle, but also of his strength. Despite the difficulties, Miles remains optimistic and keeps smiling. He's enjoying activities such as video games, cooking, hanging out with his big brother, Chase, and making people laugh. Our family is incredibly honored to be chosen as a co-recipient this year for Presley's Paid Forward. Benefit, the love and support behind this event means so much to us, and the connection runs deep.
Definitely.
A heartfelt event that supports the kids, and this is right from Eric Pott, his mother.
Okay.
So that's one of the children, his name is Miles. He's actively going through treatments. So we're trying to make this benefit as big as it possibly can be this year. So I'm asking everybody in the community to come out to help these kids.
Yeah, it's your fourth year doing it, Tom. You must be overwhelmed by the response. I'm sure that you've had some pretty nice events leading up to this, right?
Yeah, sometimes it depends on the weather, but I mean, it's been absolutely amazing on just the community donations and some of the stuff we were able to help and do for the kids.
So Saturday, August 16th is the day of the event in Iron River, Michigan. So tell us about some of the events that are going on that day, if you could there, Tom.
Could I just circle back real quick and just talk about Bennett real fast?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sure. I'm sorry. Sure, yep. Sorry about that. Yeah.
No, you're fine, man. It's just two kids, and I just don't want it to seem like it's one child.
Yes.
So Bennett is diagnosed with hemoblastoma of 2019. He's relapsed in January of 2020. He received a liver transplant in 2020. Diagnosed with treatment-related leukemia, so his treatment gave him cancer in July 2021. Stem cell transplant in December 2021, relapsed in leukemia February 2025. Bennett is currently being treated in Cincinnati. He is scheduled to have another stem cell transplant very soon from his hero, who happens to be his little sister. So these are the two boys that we're helping, and they're both 8 and 9 years old, so they're young kids.
Wow.
Well, certainly our prayers and thoughts go out to both of them, and as well as everyone that's dealing with this terrible disease. So,
yeah.
Sorry for jumping up.
No, that's
understandable. Understandable. And I know, Tom, you and I met here. I had my bike serviced here, and this really just took it to my heart here. You know, with this benefit, we've all been touched by cancer in our families one way or another. And this here is just a great way to, like you say, pay it forward and help those who are, help those who are in need. I mean, this is life-changing stuff here that people, people that don't experience it or have somebody in their family don't realize the impact it has on anybody's life in that family. So we're really glad. I'm really happy to be part of it and be honored to be asked to help promote it and advertise it, and plan on being over there and doing the ride myself. So,
all right, so let's talk about that 16th there, Tom. Let's talk about some of the events that people can take part to support this.
So basically, the President Pay It Forward ride, we're meeting at the Main Street Cafe at 8 a.m., where if you choose to sign up, you can. It's $20 a bike or a car. Anybody can come. So we want to try to make it the biggest ride ever this year. So if you want to come by moose, horseback, new bicycle, car, however you can get here to make it the biggest one, I'd appreciate it. Okay. And we're just asking a donation of $20, and that usually what we do with the $20 is we'll put you into a special prize for the event. So if you signed up for that, you'd be eligible for the special prize. But if you choose not to, we still ask you to come along. Okay. You leave from there, go to Grandma's Toy Box in Eagle River, where she's nice enough to give us 20% off of all the toys that are made, that are bought there that day. And you just leave the toys there. I'll come back after the ride. We pick all those toys up, and we take them down to the MAC Center, where the Children's Treatment Center is for cancer, and that goes into the toy closet. So what the toy closet is, it's basically when a kid goes through chemo, goes through treatment, they're having a really bad or tough day, the nurses bring them over to this closet, and the kid can pick out any toy they want. And that really gives them hope through the treatments. Like seeing my daughter look forward to that toy closet after she got chemo to the brain, or chemo, you know, through her port, or going into the sleepy room when they put her asleep and give her a treatment. It's amazing just to see, like, their little faces, even though how sick they are, like, light up.
Exactly.
So sometimes it goes off a donation. So sometimes that toy closet can look pretty sparse, and sometimes it's packed. And we really strive to, you know, just getting as much down there as we can help supply that for those kids.
Right. Okay.
So we'll be at Grandma's Toy Box for a little while, and then we leave from there, and then we go to Northwoods Harley-Davidson, where, like, the main event is, from 12 to 4. We'll have a band. We have a food truck coming from Main Street Cafe. They're going to be coming supplying some really, really awesome food, beer, soda, and then we have a bunch of raffle prizes that you can get involved in. And all the money off the raffle prizes goes to Bennett, and will go to Miles.
Okay.
And any of the proceeds off of anything go to these two children. We don't make anything on this. It's just strictly going to these kids.
Sure. Okay. So on that day, I mean, if people from the Park Falls, Phillips area, which is our main listing area, if they want to come over just to Northwoods Harley-Davidson from noon to 4 for that event, they certainly, that would be a good way to support it too, right? If they can't make it up to Iron River for the start of it?
Absolutely. Like I said, I would love for, you can come to any part of it. You want to come listen to some really good music. We have a really good band coming out of Coltrane, coming out of Milwaukee. They play rock and country. They were here last year, and they sounded amazing. So if you're just looking to come hang out, and you come down to Northwoods Harley also, and you could look at some bikes and meet some really, really nice people, and and help support some kids, we would love it to make it the biggest event that we can this year.
Yeah, where can they find a Facebook? Is there a Facebook site or information they can find?
There's a QR code here on the poster.
Okay, that doesn't do our listeners any good right now, tell our listeners where they can go there, Tom.
So if you look at on Facebook, and you look at Presley's Pay It Forward on Facebook,
Okay.
It should be the 2025 one. You should be able to pull it up.
Presslie, Presley, Pay It Forward. All right.
Yep. And it should bring it up. And then there'll be instructions. And there's a little backstory of my wife posted on there on our family and our cancer journey to get up to this, too. So
it's a great example of people pulling together there, Tom. Thank you for all that you're doing for others, and taking something that has been so hard for your family, but making it a positive for others. So we continue. We encourage people, if you want to do the ride, Iron River, Michigan, right there at the Main Street Cafe, 8 a.m. on Saturday the 16th. Then you'll stop at Grandma's Toy Box in Eagle River, and then Northwoods Harley-Davidson from noon to 4 for all the big food and music and fun and at that event and celebration of our bringing everybody together for this event. Tom, this is obviously, we hear the emotion in your voice, has been very near and dear to you.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, we appreciate you guys doing this for us, and thank you so much.
All right. Anything else,
Big G? Thank you, Tom.
See everybody there.
All right, Tom.
Hope to see everybody there. I'll be there, so hope to see everybody there at the ride.
All right. We will talk more. Thank you, Tom. Tom Mensch will promote this more as we get closer to this. But I think, Big G, people don't want to do the ride from Iron River, Michigan down Northwoods, Harley-Davidson, Arborvita right there on 50-51. Noon to 4, Saturday the 16th is kind of when the main part of it is
happening.
It'll
be the main event and the food and the prizes. And I know Tom told me he had some really great donations there, including like a Green Bay Packer football and some really, really unique stuff there. And I say it's all for a great cause to raise money for these families.
Right.
And like I said, our hearts and prayers go out to them. And really blessed that... I'm really blessed to have healthy kids and growing up kids. And I know, Joel, you've got a family. Everybody's got a family out there. But like I say, this is life-changing. This is life-changing events here with these kids and their families. So
we'll talk more about it as we go forward. Facebook, Presley, Pay It Forward 2025. And you'll see all the information there if you want to help out with that fundraiser. All right. Good stuff. It's 9:30 here on Reality Radio.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
And more of Reality Radio every Wednesday, 8 to 10. We talk about all kinds of local events, and sometimes we spend about 20 minutes talking about the Packers like we did earlier. You never know. They're looking for some co-ed teams, a few more for the Apprentice Progress Days in a couple of weeks. Call Butch down there if you have a co-ed team or interest. Any questions at 820-3784, 715-820-3784. Flamborough Area Sportsman's Club, their big free outdoor skills youth day is a week from Saturday. That runs from 10 to 2. Just a great day. We'll talk more about that. I think we have some people coming in next week. But I do want to mention that it's limited to 75 participants for this. And everything is free for the kids. So sign up for it. Leroy Schultz at 762-4413. Randy Young at 762-4456. It is a free a day, free event for kids ages 5 to 15 out there on off of 182. And if you want to be a part of it, your kids, again, register ahead of time because it's limited to 75 participants. Register with Leroy at 762-4413 or Randy Young at 762-4456. Farmers Market, of course, is going on today, 2 to 5:30, Crisis Servant Lutheran Church here in Park Falls. And the American Legion Post 182, their 52-card progressive 50-50 raffle is over $13,000 now. They'll be drawing for that at 7:30 tonight. 6:30 will be the time that the doors will open, or maybe a couple minutes earlier than that. Also want to mention that the Butternut Community Fair is coming up the weekend of 15th and 16th. It's and 17th. They have just, it's an old traditional type fair with a bingo and kids scavenger hunt, and there's a horseshoe tournament, cornhole tournament. There is the John Furtak alumni baseball game also. So the Butternut Community Fair a week from this weekend up on top of the hill, of course, in Butternut. And a blood drive is coming. The Park Falls St. Anthony's Catholic Church is hosting a blood drive a week from today, next Wednesday, August 13th, and that'll be from noon to 5. Noon to 5, the Red Cross blood drive, St. Anthony's Catholic Church, next Wednesday from noon until 5. Let's see. That one's a little bit out in the future, so we'll let that one go. Wanted to mention an event, and where did I put that piece of paper? They're doing a Packer ticket raffle for the Legion Auxiliary, and I got a sheet here over the Flamborama weekend someone handed to me. So the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 182 is doing a Packer Bear ticket drawing for the December 7th game at Lambeau Field. So there's four tickets that the winner will get, with indoor seating behind glass, that's indoor, front row, section 682, row 1. So though you have parking right in the Packer parking lot next to the stadium and also near an elevator too. The ticket, the raffle ticket for this is $40. You'll be able to get them, I believe, at the Legion tonight if you want to go down when they're open for the 50-50 progressive raffle tonight. Drawings will be held at the American Legion Post 182 coming up on September 10th at 8 o'clock after the 50-50 drawing. So need not be present to win on that day. The daughters of the late Don Preisler have donated these tickets to the American Legion Auxiliary. So this is your opportunity to support them and maybe be a part of, going to Lambeau Field with some pretty cool seats. So you can get those at the 50-50 Progressive Raffle on the Wednesdays leading up to September 10th, and that is the night that they will do the big drawing for those tickets.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northern Comfort Systems Specialists of Philips. They handle all your HVAC products and services. They're not comfortable until you're comfortable.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
It's 9:36, and we're going to talk a little Phillips Chamber. John MacArthur with the Phillips Chamber Executive Director is joining us to talk about some events coming up here. John, good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good to see you. And we've got you survived the Phillips 4th of July in your first year as the executive director. So congratulations on
that. Thank you. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That's challenging with all the road construction. I'm sure it was very challenging, but always a fun weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. The law enforcement really kind of steps up in this area, I've noticed, and they really made it a lot easier than I feel like I was able to kind of hands off and everything was kind of moving.
They do a great job. But we have an event coming up that's very popular. Phillips on Tap is coming up here.
Yeah.
All right. So give us a date on that. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, I feel really fortunate. Every time I come here, I'm always talking about something exciting. So
yeah.
It's
pretty cool. This has turned into a really cool event.
Yeah. So it's my first. I mean, every one of these events is my first event. I just moved here in October. So, this is the third year, I believe, that they're putting it together. And it's getting bigger and bigger. I didn't see it last year, but I've got the numbers, and I think 2,500 people attended.
Wow.
Which is, I mean, the population of Phillips is 1,500, so yeah. Anytime you bring the population plus some, it's always always something crazy.
Yeah.
So this year, with all the anticipated attendees, we'll be offering a free shuttle service, so people can park at the fairgrounds, and they can shuttle right over to Elk Lake Park. That's where it's going to be located this year, Elk Lake Park. Just the basic gists of it, it begins at 4 p.m., August 16th, so Saturday, 4 p.m. It ends at 9, and I think one of the big draws, aside from our wide selection of beverages, we've got a lot of different types of craft beers. If you like craft beers, this will be a great place to come.
And they give little samples too of that, I think.
They have we'll have flights, we'll have pints of them as well that you can try out. And if you don't tell too many people, I know we're on the radio here, I'm sure that they can probably give you a sample of something just to know if you like it.
Because there's some that are maybe unique to people and they're not sure what the flavor is.
I was looking at some of the names, and some of them I couldn't even pronounce without the help. So it's gonna be some interesting ones for sure. And then I think the big draw, also the food, but Boogie and the Yo-Yos. So we booked them again. Second year for them. Boogie and the Yo-Yos is pretty big band.
They were at Flamborama for several years, and they go on cruise ships, and they're I think they were voted like the top festival band for many years running. Wow. They're the real deal. They're good.
So that's awesome. So I'm excited to check them out. It sounds like they've got a pretty big following. So I think it's going to be pretty fun.
Yes, yes.
And then I guess I could talk a little bit about the food. So this year we've got 10 food vendors. You know, it's always tough how many spaces we even have. I think there's one or two more that are trying to squeeze in there. Okay. But we've got Knights of Columbus coming in. They're a nonprofit food vendor. They do brats, hot dogs, KJ's ice cream. Obviously, it's in the name what they do. Mm-hmm. We've got Lugerville Chasers. They're usually like a barbecue type. Yahoo Barbecue. It's one of the newer food trucks in Phillips. That one's got some really good barbecue. We've got Casa Mexicana coming up this year from Rhinelander. Okay. So I haven't tried their food from the food truck, but I'm imagining it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
CJ Coffee and Cream. They are more than just coffee. I actually didn't know this, and I had to try it just to be sure. It's they sell dirty soda too. So it is a alcohol event. So I do want to mention, you know, you want to be 21 or older. Right. I kind of discourage from the kids, maybe in the splash pad in the early part, but. It is a drinking event and a band.
Maybe take your kids to the splash pad earlier in the afternoon or something, and the babysitter, and come back down for the Phillips on tap.
Exactly. Yeah. But we will have non-alcoholic drinks there.
Okay.
So
don't
feel like you have to be peer pressured by anybody. There's definitely some options out there for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to have Fork Five. You know, they usually do like specialty sandwiches. Lola's Lunchbox. I'm sure everybody knows what that is. It's really good food. And I think we have the fire department coming out with some corn. They're going to have some corn there too. And then the newest addition to our food assembly is going to be Lager's Pizza. So a lot of people kind of were pretty hyped about that. I think they're going to be coming down and selling it by the slice. You can try them out as well.
Had a couple of different people come up to me at Flamborama and say, have you tried the Lager's Pizza yet? Obviously, they were from Phillips. They said, apparently I have to.
I can say I'm addicted. It is it's some pretty good pizza. I've had a few of them myself. I keep trying to go through the menu, and they keep adding to the menu, so I'm not able to get to the bottom because it's just a never-ending list.
So great food selections, several different beers on tap, and there is non-alcoholic, too, for those of you who don't want to drink the alcoholic part of it, but the boogie and the yo-yos, yes.
Yeah, come out for the band, come out for the drinks, come out for the food, come out for a good time. And like I said, we have free shuttle service running the whole time. So the park is likely going to fill up pretty early, just kind of seeing the 4th of July event. The parking is going to be limited, so you want to make sure you park over at the fairgrounds. And there'll be a shuttle service running pretty much the whole time, continuous looping it. So, I mean, you might have to wait 1 or 2 minutes, maybe 5 minutes max, but that shuttle will be there. It will pick you up, and it will drop you off. It's running through the entire duration of the event.
All right. And all this right down Elk Lake Park, right at the pavilion there in Phillips, right on Highway 13.
You got
it. So don't let the road construction scare you. You guys have been dealing with that for a while. Yeah, everybody's good at it now. When it's over, everybody be like, man, look at us go. So that'll be from 4 until the band is done.
Nine-ish might squeeze a little longer. Depends.
Yeah, Boogie and the Yo-Yos gets going, might be a little bit later than that.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Great event in Phillips on Saturday the 16th, it is, right? Phillips on
Exactly.
All right. Very good.
That's
Thank you, sir.
You guys. Thank you very
John.
Much. Yep.
Thank you, John. Thanks for coming
again.
He's Executive Director of the Phillips Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Jason Aldean. America was built on faith, family, and freedom. That's why I recently made the switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They have the same great services the major carriers and actively support our veterans and first responders. Go to patriotmobile.com/Aldean right now and enter to win an all expense paid VIP experience at one of my live shows or a limited edition autographed guitar. Go to patriotmobile.com/Aldean to learn more.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
Well, we're going to throw in a note here this morning. I played a clip earlier this morning, but I want to do it again because I think it's a significant day. The Wisconsin League of Women Voters is marking 60 years since the passage of the Voting Rights Act. And the group is using today to, and the anniversary today, to educate others about the importance of protecting democracy. Here's Terry Barr with more.
The milestone is more than a commemoration. League Executive Director Deborah Kronmiller says the Voting Rights Act needs to be better understood and protected, especially as the U.S. Supreme Court prepares to hear cases to change parts of the federal statute.
Really shoring up everyone's access to the ballot, making sure every ballot is counted, making sure every voice is heard, but most importantly, making sure every single voter recognizes that they are the power.
Kronmiller says it's also important to check your own voter registration. The annual state-mandated maintenance just removed more than 190,000 names of voters considered inactive in Wisconsin. You can find more at myvote.wi.gov.
All right. Thank you, Terry. We'll have more of Reality Radio. Talk a little Northwoods Greenhouse and ice cream. Big event coming up. We'll do that next.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
And more of Reality Radio. Joel here. We get the it's a big day here, Dave. Dave from Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Big G has made a second appearance in the studio just for you, Dave. Look at that. Pretty impressive here. You must be pretty special, Dave.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
How we doing, Big G?
Good. How are you?
And we want to quickly thank a listener who dropped off.
We were talking about a very heartfelt event coming up here, the fourth annual Presley Pay It Forward cancer motorcycle ride out of Iron River and ending up at Northwoods Harley-Davidson. And one of our listeners generously just came in and made a generous donation of $100 and honored me. So yeah. I want to say thank you very much, and God bless.
Yeah, thank you much. Well, we have a big event coming up at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, I hear, right, Big G?
Yes, we do. All right. We got Dave Charpentier here. Is that how you say your last name?
Charpentier, you are
Charpentier,
correct.
Charpentier, all right. Owner of Northwoods Greenhouse. How long you been there now, Dave?
This is the fourth season.
Fourth season, yep, okay. And it seems like getting bigger and bigger. I know you just put the new greenhouse
up. This last winter, and...
Yeah,
just keep pushing forward and keep doing improvements every year.
It's an eye catcher off of Highway 8. I know I was going to Wausau a couple weeks ago, and I took that turn off of the shortcut, and I was driving a little bit, and all of a sudden I was just like, "Ooh, what's that? Isn't that nice?" You're catching people's eye from the highway there, Dave.
Yeah, we got the boardwalk out there. And all the beautiful flower combination. So that's what we want to do, is catch people's eye from the highway.
Yeah. So tell us what we got coming up here. We have a big day coming
Saturday,
up
3 to 6. We just got a customer appreciation days, and then a fundraiser for the Prentice Fire Department. We're going to have the band reunited playing live out there on the Butterfly Terrace, and fire department's going to be serving food and beverages for a fundraiser for the fire department and EMS. The great things they do, and just, we want to show our support for all the amazing guests that have supported us over the 4 years.
All right.
So we'll bring your lawn chair there, and Dave is offering, what are we doing on the ice cream that day, Dave?
$1 off ice cream cones that day.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Dave going to be on stage at all at Reunited?
I doubt it.
No,
I'll probably be inside scooping ice cream.
Play an instrument maybe or something? No, nothing. Okay, all right.
That I don't have in my repertoire. Sorry.
So we got the Prentice Volunteer Fire Department. They're going to do the food out
there.
Is that
the
correct?
Food, yep. Okay. Food and beverages out there.
Okay. And what's the date on that again?
August
9th is coming Saturday.
This Saturday. So let's go down there and support it. All right.
Hopefully the rain will hold off. They're calling for some storms, so hopefully we can find a window in there to
Yeah.
Get the band out and play. And if not, I've got the greenhouses. We can run for cover if we need to.
So what's your what's next at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream? I know with guys like you, there's always something in the next, right?
There's always something in the next. We got fall, you know, the fall product will be coming. The mums will be coming next month, and all the pumpkins and that kind of stuff. But beautying up around the new greenhouse, I wanted to get that done this year, but with all the rain in July, we didn't have the season I was hoping for. So some of those projects are going to have to wait till next year.
Okay. And then they're going to be set up right outside on the Tingle, the beautiful Tingle Butterfly Terrace right there.
Yep.
They're going to be their stage right there. So be a beautiful, beautiful venue there to watch a concert there and have some delicious ice cream.
Ice cream, I think hot dogs and brats, beer, pop, water will be offered by the fire department, so
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, should be a good time.
More live music.
There. You're open all day, but open the all day. Events, the reunite starts at 3 o'clock. Is
3
that
o'clock,
right?
Okay.
All right, very good.
You know, parking might be a little bit of an issue, so we'll have to park on Cemetery Road. So if you're going with your neighbor, maybe carpool and, you know.
We'll make it work. Yep. We'll make it work. Northwoods and Greenhouse and Ice Cream Saturday. You can support the local fire department, have live music and all kinds of fun stuff. So, all right. Right on Highway 8 in Prentice. Can't miss
it. Yes, right off of Cemetery Road there.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, Dave, always good to see you.
You as well. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
You betcha. I'm going to let you guys slither out. I'm going to mention a few more things while we're doing that and wrap up reality radio here. We have Twisted Whisker coming up tonight with Wednesday Night Live here in Park Falls. So if you want to go on down there, the weather should be fine. The fourth annual Corn Roast is going on Saturday. Want to give a plug to them. I was out there last year out on 182, the town of Sherman, Volunteer Fire Department. They're doing that on Saturday from noon to 6. Great food, great corn. They have a little thrift store there too. So that's out on 182, the Pavilion. Springstead is the official address. And the Turtle Flambeau Flowage. They're having their big pagan corn roast on Saturday. Lots of options for you. That's at the Midway Bar out on Highway F and Butternut. All money goes to support the Turtle Flambeau Flowage and the maintenance of that out there. So that's 3 until 7 on Saturday. You want one more? All right, Mercer. Mercer, you got live music. Your final Carroll Park music in the park is Saturday with free live music from 5 until 7 p.m. at Carroll Park in Mercer. And the free tours of the Fred Smith Concrete Park continue in Phillips on Fridays. Fridays from, they do the tour at 2 o'clock, and they're doing this this week, and the final one will be next week. And you can just show up at 2 o'clock. They'll give you a free tour of the concrete park, tell you all the history. That's all the cement statues south of Phillips on Highway 13. So that goes on this Friday, and again, a week from Friday at 2 o'clock. Those will be the final two of the summer. Well, we'll archive it. We had some real nice chats you might have missed earlier in the show. So a lot of good local stuff. You can always check at 98qcountry.com under podcasts for all of the interviews that we do on reality radio and some other good stuff there. We got McKay in the midday stepping in just a little bit. We'll get to Greg Gunderson. He might talk a little bit of Packers this afternoon after 2 o'clock. Brewer baseball tonight at 6:10. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning.
98Q Country.
I love sleeping in on Saturdays, and I love college football games. I love not acting my age and good barbecue. Yeah, I'm a fan of Faulkner books and anything my mama cooks. Smallmouth bass have got me hooked on Sunday afternoons. Yes, I love good cold beer. Mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky tonk. It rocks on Friday nights. And hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love the most. Man, I love straight is country at its best. Yes, I love good cold beer and mustard on my fries. I love a good loud honky-tonk and rocks on Friday nights. Hell yes, I love my truck, but I want you to know, honey, I love your love the most.
Karnick in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98 Q Country.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, down, down. Probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking. Oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me.
Sunday night outside of Boulder, he said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, You gotta learn to be strong. So I work two jobs and I move three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not be so lucky in love, but the one thing I'm sure of, hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue.